Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Melvita Gillespie.
Melvita Gillespie. Okay, got it. Well, my name is Brandon. I'm going to be an intake specialist today towards the Hair Relaxer lawsuit on your end. Now, were you interested in starting a claim today?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you ever spoken to any attorneys in the past regarding this?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm with me that you've never signed any documents with any law firms against any brands of hair relaxer?
That's correct. No, I did not.
Okay, got it. Now, was it you that used these hair straightening relaxers in the past 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was that?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer. Okay. How long ago was your diagnosis?
In July of 2023.
July of 2023, you said? Okay.
Yes.
Do you know
Yes.
the day?
July 18th.
July 18th, 2023. Got it. Okay. And so you would be filing this claim for yourself here. Do you remember what your doctor's name who diagnosed you?
Yes, Dr. Nicole Cataldi,
okay,
the OB-GYN.
Dr. Nicole, and what was the last name?
Cataldi, C-A-T-A-L-D-I.
Got it, Cataldi. Okay, got it. And what
hospital was
this located?
This was in Franciscan Health in Hammond.
In Hammond, okay. And you said Franciscan Health, right?
Yeah, the name of it is Franciscan Health Hammond.
Okay. Can you spell Franciscan for me?
F-R-A-N-C-I-S-C-A-N.
Got it. Okay. And this was in Hammond. Give me one second. I'm just going to find the address of this facility. Okay, Franciscan Physician Health Center.
Yes.
Okay, I have that down here. And this was in Indiana where you were diagnosed, correct?
Right.
Okay, give me one second here. Okay, so, and I do want to double check to make sure this is correct, but you did say July 18th, 2023, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, got it. Now, when it comes to the actual brands that you used when it comes to hair relaxers, what brands were those?
The brand that I use was Dark and Lovely by L'Oreal.
Okay. Got it. And did you use this brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, I used it 50 to 80 times.
50 to 80 times total, I see. About how many times a year would you use it?
About 50 times within a year.
Within a year, 50 times. Well, so many different times. And how many years in a row do you think you used it for?
10 years.
10 years straight?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Give me one second. Okay. Now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
1-6-1981.
1981. Okay, so January 6th,
yes.
1981. And this is a bit of a random question, but in the past, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And did you have family, friends, or loved ones around you that also used the same brand of hair relaxer that you did?
I'm not sure as far as the family members.
Right. So you had family members that did use it?
Yes.
Okay. And did they ever develop a this type of condition? Did they ever get any type of complications in general?
I'm not sure as far as their status, as far as their health.
Okay. No problem. I'll go ahead and put that down here.
I don't have a history.
I see. Okay. And in regards to the state that you first used hair relaxer in, whenever you used it for your first application, were you still in Indiana?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And what year do you think it was that you first ever used hair relaxer?
What is the year? 2013.
Around 2013. Okay. Got it. And when was the last year that you ever used it?
2023.
In 2023, I see. Was it due to symptoms that you stopped taking hair relaxers, or was it due to your diagnosis?
Due to the symptoms.
Symptoms.
And the diagnosis, yeah.
About how long before you were diagnosed did you start to really realize that these symptoms were because of the hair relaxers?
What is it? Say the question again. I'm sorry.
No problem. What point did you realize that it was because of the hair relaxer that you were diagnosed?
Once I got tested.
Once you got tested, I see. And was it the doctor that told you of the correlation?
Yeah.
It was. Okay. Got it. Okay, I have that down here. So you started using it in 2013. You stopped in 2023. So you used them for about 10 years straight?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And would you use them weekly, monthly?
I would use them like every 2 weeks.
Okay, so on a biweekly basis?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And did you apply the hair relaxers yourself, or would you go to a salon, or what do you do? Sometimes you'd go to a salon, sometimes do it at home.
At home, myself.
You would do it yourself most of the time. Okay, got it. And I know you probably don't have these, but do you still have any receipts or empty bottles from the hair relaxers that you used?
No.
Okay, no problem. Now, you did say that it was dark and lovely, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Got it. And did your cancer diagnosis happen after using that product for about 2 or more years regularly?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Now, after you were diagnosed, what type of treatment did you go through?
I went through a partial oophorectomy where they removed my left ovary. And then I went through surgery, chemotherapy. Other medications.
Chemotherapy. And the chemotherapy was after the ovarectomy?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. I see. So they first removed it, and then they used the chemo to make sure it didn't come back.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And how far after your diagnosis, which was on July 18th, did you get treatment? Was it the following week, same week?
It was the 26th of July.
The 26th of July. I see. So it was the following week they started immediately. Okay. And do you remember what your doctor's name that helped you through this treatment process was?
Yes.
Okay.
Dr. Peter Tulsi. I had the OB-GYN, and then I had an oncologist.
I see. Okay. And that was Dr. Peter, what was the last name?
Tulsi. T-O-T-I. T-H-Y.
Tothi. Okay, Dr. Peter Tothi. And was this at the same health center?
Yeah.
Okay, so you never got moved to a different hospital or anything?
No.
Okay, got it. Give me 1 second. I'm going to copy that information over here. And I do have the clinic's phone number. Do you have a phone number for your doctor? It's okay if you don't.
No, I don't have it on here.
No problem. Okay. On to questions about yourself. For HIPAA compliance purposes only, what is your gender?
Female.
Okay, And what is your current marital status?
Single.
Okay. And your first name, can you spell that out for me?
Melvita, M-E-L-V-E-T-A.
M-E-L-V-E-T-A?
Yes, M-E-L, V as in Vic, E, T as in Tom, A.
Got it. Okay. And do you have a middle name?
Lakita, L-A-K-E-T-A.
L-E, or L-A-K-E-T-A, Lakita. Okay. And what is your last name?
Gillespie. G-L-I-S-P-I-E.
G-L-I-S-P-I-E. Gillespie.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And what is your social?
322-72-3245.
Got it. 322-72-3245. Okay.
Yes.
And do you currently have health insurance?
No.
Okay. Got it. And for your primary contact information, email-wise, I have melvitajb@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And for your primary phone number, that's 312-890-0303.
That's correct.
Okay. Is this your mobile phone?
Yes.
Got it. And how would you prefer to be contacted, through phone calls, texts, or emails?
Email.
Email. Got it. And do you work at a certain time of the day? Is there a better time of day for you?
No.
No.
Anytime.
Okay. Anytime. Got it. I'll go ahead and put down mornings then. What's your current address?
4657 West 73rd Court. In Maryville, Indiana, 46410.
46410. And is this a house?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And in regards to your medical records, did you hold on to those or do you leave them with the hospital or clinic?
With the hospital.
With the hospital. Okay. If you were to call them up or request them, would you be able to obtain them?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, got it. And in terms of you obtaining them, would you be able to either mail or email them, depending on how they give them to you?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And of course, you can always let the law firm pull those medical records themselves. That's only with your permission, of course, but that is an option. Now, my last question for you is if you'd like to put down an emergency contact, so that's in case we cannot contact you, anyone that you would trust to continue your case.
No, not at this time.
That's okay. I'll go ahead and mark that off here. Okay, got that down. So that was the last question I did have for you. Note that's all the information I did need. I'm going to go over your name one final time to make sure I have it completely spelled correctly here. Bear with me for one second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so Melvita, M-E-L-V, as in Victor, E-T-A, Lakita, middle name, L-A-K-E-T-A, and Gillespie is the last name, G-L-I-S-P-I-E.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, very good. So now that I have all of that correct, I'm going to go ahead and send you the documents over to your email as well as your text messages. So these are going to be the retainer documents for the attorney. Now, they're going to request a signature when you receive these, so let me know when you do. And those should be sent over now.
Okay, I guess received it.
Yes, okay. So you can put me on speaker if it makes it easier, but when you do open these documents, it's going to request a signature after hitting continue. You'll put your signature down. It does not have to be perfect, but still has to be legible. And let me know if you have any problems, and I can help you through it.
Okay. select start to begin?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, it said once I put the signature down, do I hit the use save or adopt new?
Yes, go ahead and hit adopt new, and that's going to adopt your signature into the form. And once you hit next, it should take you to the next one if that's required. If not, it should say finish.
Your initials. Okay.
All right. And did you, were you able to see the finish message?
I'm trying to make sure I get everything.
Oh, of course.
As far as the highlighted. Okay, and then hit finish.
Correct. And I should get that through on my end, so I'll review everything to make sure it's correct. And
okay.
It is, yes, so I got everything on my end here, so you're all set according to that. Now, the next step for you is just to look out for a phone call. The attorney should call you either between today, tomorrow, or the next day. I would say the more sooner, the better, so just keep an eye out for a phone call in the morning, since I put that you would be available in the mornings most likely. Now, they should reach out through email first before calling, but they're going to verify all of the information that we went over. And after that, the claim is submitted. So I'll go ahead and text you that to make sure that you have all of this information. But once again, my name was Brandon Sharp. So the number that I text you from, if you have any questions, feel free to call or text me, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I appreciate your time. Hopefully I can make the process simple and easy for you.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem at all. I hope you have a good day and a good rest of your new year.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.